You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, we're going to follow the track of a lost wedding ring today, a wild story that started on the south side of Chicago. And we've got all the major players on the phone line, on the Team Huckberg phone line, in fact, this afternoon. We'll start with Carol Flynn. Carol is a researcher at the Ridge Historical Society. Carol, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. So as I understand the story, a guy lost his wedding ring or lost a ring and he posted on a Facebook page. And then someone else said, well, I didn't find yours, but I found a ring about 8 years ago and I've been trying to find its owner to no avail, right? And then they reached out to you?
That's exactly what happened. Someone else tagged me from the Ridge Historical Society and said, would RHS be able to help with this? And I said, we'd love to look into this. This is the kind of project that we absolutely love. So then I got in touch with Linda, who's also online, the RHS historian, and we researched together all the time, and we did our thing, and we found Karen.
Now, so the society is what, Beverly, Morgan Park, that sort of this part of the city?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Linda, so you get the call from Carol, and what's your reaction?
She said, would I be interested in helping with this? And I said, well, of course.
Yeah. And so how did you set up? What did you do?
We have some standard things. We look into old newspaper archives. We look into government records of ownership of properties. We look into a lot of the genealogical websites. So our research was online. And really what we did was we researched the house. We researched the address where this was found. And we were able to, through old owners of the house, find Karen.
Now, Linda, you did that in part through an obituary, right?
Yes. Carol and I, we start out on a project together, then we go off and we each do our research, and then we touch base again constantly.
Uh-huh.
And the Cook County Assessor's Office said that the house was later, built later than it actually was. When I saw this obit for 1955, I think it was, I thought, well, there might have been a house there before, and this isn't the right family. It had to be later. So I was looking at later owners and trying to find, and I should say this, that the first kudos for all of this go to Karen's husband for having that ring engraved. If it hadn't been engraved, it would have been a much, much bigger project.
Sure.
But when I saw this obit with Karen's mother's married name being Burke, starting with a B, I thought, oh, this could be it. And that's when I started, then that's when I really got on the trail. And then I touched base with Carol, and she'd been doing her own thing, too, and I don't know how much she had found on her own. And then Carol, who's much more, she does social media.
Social
she gets
media,
into all
yeah.
sorts of more contemporary
I
stuff.
I follow her on TikTok.
And, right. And
no,
she,
you don't.
she was the one who came up with all the contact information. I knew that Karen was in San Antonio. I was pretty sure of that.
So this obituary listed this, and then you found, was it a condolence message from a woman named Karen Burke? Or how did you come upon Karen Burke the first time?
I must have discovered that Karen's mother had a daughter, Karen.
Okay.
And I can't remember exactly how I found it. It may have been just through Karen's mother's name. I don't know if it was on Legacy or through the funeral home in 2006.
Oh, Legacy.
It was Legacy. Okay. So, Carol, out of the blue for this woman in San Antonio, you sent her a Facebook message.
I sent her a Facebook message at 2:30 in the morning. And it was really disjointed because I should have been in bed. And I thought to myself, I doubt this woman is going to write, you know, get back to us, but let's see what happens. You know, you have no idea what the situation is down in San Antonio. Are they alive and well and together? And the next day, Karen got back to me, and she was like, I can't believe you found this ring. I lost it 50 years ago.
Well, let's say hello to Karen Ottenreith then.
Yes.
Karen Berg Ottenreith, who joins us from San Antonio. Karen, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You got that Facebook Messenger message, and what did you think?
Well, at first, I didn't know who Carol Flynn was, and I was kind of hesitant. You know, you hear about hacks and things all the time.
Right. She sounds a little shady.
So I clicked on, and her message was, could you possibly be the person who lost a wedding band at 117th and Artesian? Well, my heart dropped. I couldn't believe it. And I wrote back immediately, yes, I lost my wedding ring about 50 years ago, and that's my grandmother's address. Then I gave her my phone number and my address, and later we got together and talked for about, I guess, 45 minutes and boo-hooed a little bit together, and just had a really, really nice talk.
Well, take me back to that day in 1973. You had a car full of kids. There was snow around, right? What happened?
You know how the plows plow the snow, and it all goes up onto the curb, and it makes these mountains of snow. And I had parked my little Volkswagen in front of the my grandmother's house, and we were climbing over the snowbanks to get in there.
How old were your kids, Karen?
They were 2, 3, and 4. I have two boys. They're two and three, and then my daughter was 4. So getting them all into the car was an ordeal, climbing over the snow and getting in. And I gestured with my hand for some reason, and I had no mittens on, and my hands were cold. And so the ring just slipped off and flew into the snowbank. So as soon as I got the kids into the car, I started digging around trying to find it and just had no luck whatsoever. So I had to go home and tell my husband I'd lost my ring.
How did he take it?
Well, he tried to calm me down because I was crying.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, you know, don't worry. It'll be there. The snow will melt and we'll find it. And of course we didn't. And we searched and searched and had no luck at all. So he replaced my ring for me. He took the diamond out of my engagement ring and had it mounted in a new band for me. So that's what I've been wearing all these years.
And you're still married. The three kids are all grown, right? Yeah.
My children that were 2, 3, and 4 are now 49, 50, and 51.
Think of that.
Yeah.
And so you've received the ring, right? Now, Carol, did you say you thought about driving the ring down there?
Well, I did. You know, the person who found the ring said to me, would you take responsibility for getting the ring to Kieran? And I said, oh, yeah, sure, without thinking about it. And then I suddenly had the ring in my possession, and I'm thinking, why did I do this? Now I have to get this ring all the way down to Texas. You know, I started having new sympathy for Frodo Baggins in Lord of the Rings, you know. I thought I should drive this ring down there in person. But I took it to the post office, and the box got down there, and Kieran picked it up from the post office on Monday, so it's waiting there.
So, Karen, you've looked at it, right?
No, I haven't opened the box.
Wow.
I picked it up on Monday. So it's been sitting here in my room on my nightstand staring at me.
And so you're going to have a little ceremony with all your family on Valentine's Day.
Yes, we're celebrating my youngest son's 49th birthday, Brian.
Well, listen, we like to make news and break stories here on the afternoon news, so why don't you open the box for us and just make sure it's the right one?
I'm sorry. I have promised 13 people that I would wait until Sunday. I can't let 13 folks down.
What do you think it's going to be like when you see that ring for the first time in, almost 50 years?
I can't even imagine. I think it's going to be like bumping into an old friend, you know, somebody that you love and you haven't seen in a long time.
We're excited for you. It's a great story. I should say as well that we learned about this in a column by Heidi Stevens in the Tribune. She is wonderful at telling stories like this. Carol, while you were talking, I looked at the inside of my ring. It's not engraved, so I guess I'm in trouble if I lose it.
Well, yeah, and you know, if you lose it, Linda and I may not be around in 50 years to help you find it.
If you find a thin gold metal band, think of me first, will you?
We will do so.
And Karen, I want you to think about who would have thought you'd be where you are today on that day that the ring went missing.
I never would have. And I have to say that I will not be slipping it on. My husband will be slipping it on my finger because, according to Carol, who is an authority on all things Irish, you can't take a chance on bad luck. You have to let the husband put it back on for you.
Well, three wonderful women coming together to tell a wonderful story. Thanks to all of you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for telling it.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.